Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 53. Today, we're starting a series on powers of attorney. Today, and for the next probably 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about specific issues dealing with powers of attorney. We often get questions about how they work, what the different options are, and what's going to fit best in a particular situation. So we're hoping that these upcoming episodes will help you if you have any of those types of questions. So the question that we're going to start with today is, how is a power of attorney different if it is a what we call a general power of attorney or if it is a limited power of attorney? So the more common way of setting up a power of attorney is as a general power of attorney, meaning it gives general powers. The person who makes the power of attorney is called the principal. The person who is given the authority to act on behalf of the principal is called the agent, or sometimes the attorney in fact. And so a general power of attorney gives authority to the agent, the ability to do things for the principal as stated in the power of attorney. And the powers given are general powers. So very broad. As broad as we can make them, in fact, because we want all of the potential situations covered that need to be covered. For example, giving the agent the authority to deal with bank accounts or investment accounts or real estate, dealing with legal matters or handling claims on the principal's behalf, dealing with credit cards, dealing with government agencies. Any of these types of things can and should be covered in a general power of attorney. We don't want there to be a situation where the agent needs to do something for the principal and they are denied the opportunity to do it because the power of attorney document does not give that particular power. And they need to be as specific as possible. So the general power of attorney is for really any purposes that might come up in the future. A limited power of attorney, on the other hand, is, as the name would suggest, it's limited. It is for a very particular purpose, and usually one purpose at a time. So, for example, if someone needs to have an agent sign on their behalf at a real estate closing, either as the buyer or the seller, they can give a power of attorney to that person, specifically for the purpose of signing the documents at that real estate closing. So that would be a limited power of attorney. The power is limited to these particular powers dealing with signing the closing papers for the real estate sale. You could do a limited power of attorney giving someone authority simply to deal with a particular bank account or to do any other particular power. So if you want to limit the ability of an agent to deal with only certain things, then that would be a limited power of attorney. So, as I said in the beginning, we more often do general powers because we want all of the issues to be dealt with as they can be. But if we have a particular need, we don't want to necessarily do the full power of attorney if we don't want that particular agent to have all powers. We only want that agent to have the ability to do a thing, then we do a limited power of attorney. So I hope that's helpful for you today. If you have any questions about setting up a power of attorney for yourself or how a power of attorney works where you're named the agent for someone, if you are in Ohio or in Michigan, we can help you with those questions. You can reach out to us. The contact information is in the show notes, and we will see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.